I'll get Trudy back here.
Sorry.
Thank you all for being in attendance at our December 15th Board of Trustees meeting. You guys are getting good at this. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Agenda. Chuck and I would just very much like to thank Trudy for her 4 years of service. We appreciate, your diligence, your thoroughness. Yes, you're very thorough. We appreciate that. We expect we'll see you in the audience and that you'll help the community in a variety of ways. So,
if I sit in the audience, I have a better voice than I do up here at this table.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
If you want to say something to the group.
I've enjoyed my past 4 years. I feel that I've made a difference and some major progress sitting on this board for 4 years. And don't be a stranger. You guys all need to keep coming back to these meetings, even when all of this maybe is solved. And, you know, we need community input because it does get a little discouraging when you only have one or two people show up to a meeting. And then when there seems to be an issue, everybody comes out. So if you really want to help your township and know what's going on, know what's happening, then take time out of your evening, the first and third Monday or whatever, and show up.
Or watch.
But a lot of times you get a better vibe if you're here in the audience. So that's what I'm going to leave.
Or not.
That's what I'm going to leave with, that, you know, don't be strangers. Show up. Monclova is a fast-growing community. There's a lot of decisions that's going to have to be made besides this one here. And, you know, everybody, subdivisions and developments and businesses and JDDs, there's a lot going on that a lot of the people in this audience probably really do not realize what a trustee does. And you might sit here and think that we come to two meetings a month. You're 100% wrong. There is a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Health department, Barbara sits on a number of boards. Chuck sits on a number of boards. So do I. So it's not that we're just sitting up here looking nice and watching all of you guys. There's a lot of stuff that goes behind boards and stuff like this that takes a lot of time for the trustees. So I do want to give kudos to the current board. They have put Maumee in a very fine financial situation. And it's been the work of previous boards who has been able to put Monclova into a steady financial position. So I appreciate it all. I'm not going to be a stranger, but I may be sitting in the audience listening to what's going on. So I do appreciate the support that you guys have given me.
We are a little low on elected officials tonight.
Is that not the way to say it?
See, I never say things correctly. Chuck Herschel and Gavin Pike are not able to join us this evening.
Why?
Personal reasons.
Right. I'm gonna start with my agenda item, and you are not Lieutenant Leach, so please come up and introduce yourself and give us an update on.
I will.
Everybody, I'm sorry, turn off your cell phones if you have them on. Just because there's so many of you in the room, we don't want all these ringtones going off during the meeting. So if you can silence your phone, that would be really nice.
Where's this microphone?
We don't have a microphone, guys.
You need to get one.
There's three of them right in the ceiling.
Well, you had one last time, didn't you?
No. They're fine. Everybody else has a microphone.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, young lady. How are you? I haven't seen you in just a little bit. I know you're over there in Wackerly, right?
I am.
Oh, yeah. I'll introduce myself. I'm Sergeant Chris Gurley from the Sheriff's Office. There's some familiar faces to me in the room. I've been around, going on 27 years. So if you have any questions to see me out and about, don't hesitate to ask tonight. If you got questions, go ahead and ask. Trying to think. You know, the weather. It's cold. We're getting a lot of calls. Check safeties on, you know, our friends, our neighbors. you know, if you get a chance, check in on them, make sure they're okay, reach out to them, you know, like your family periodically. But when the weather turns cold, I'm sure the fire department's telling people to do the same thing, get out there. We hate to get those calls, you know, when something could have been avoided. Is there anything that anybody has off the top of their head that they'd like to ask me about?
Why are the police here today?
Well, that's a good question. Right? Here it says that Lieutenant Jonathan Leach, that's my lieutenant, he's otherwise tasked this evening, so on short notice he asked me to show up. Of course, that's why I may or may not be able to answer any questions you may have, depending on the type of question it is, because he'll have all the information. I'm just kind of a stand-in, right?
We have a contract for safety services with the Sheriff Department, and part of that contract is that they come and report how the township is doing. So we have a list of the incidents that took place that we review, and we just expect a report. Often it's about the school zone, how traffic will flow when these two roundabouts happen.
Yeah, like the
or if there's any robberies off porches because it's Christmas.
Well, those are things, you know, Ring cameras are helpful, and the porch pirates, they call them, the, you know, all your Amazon deliveries and stuff like that. Be on the lookout for that stuff. Report it to us. Traffic-wise, I haven't heard of too many complaints. I work day shift all the time. Usually see maybe Sergeant Shrewsbury when another, he's my counterpart on the other day shift. But we haven't had too many complaints. The roundabouts seem to be going in periodically here and there. They've cut down on a lot of the crashes, the severity of the crashes. They're kind of annoying at times, but they are helpful in minimizing injury. You may have heard there was an incident or a call for service on Maumee Western about some animals or something over there. Did you guys hear about that? Okay. Well, anyway, I went over there and investigated that. They're licensed. You know, they're compliant with the USDA. I've got the information here, but since it's not in anyone's mind this evening, we can not talk about that. Beyond that, I don't have too much else to contribute if no one has any questions.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
There has been a rash of thefts in Mount Clover Township. Are you aware of that?
What type of thefts?
These kind of thefts. They've been taken out of people's yards.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you know about that. Now, they're not disappearing from Maumee, nor are they from Waterville.
Okay.
It seems like Mount Clover Township is the only one with this issue.
No, that's a good question. So if you have a sign, if you have a sign that comes up missing, call us. We will take a report on it. Absolutely. That's how that's to be handled.
Okay.
I haven't heard of any or too many.
We have two missing that were on that street over at Waterside.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if they come up missing, alert us. We'll take a report. We'd love to.
Okay.
You know, and then we've got Ring cameras, and maybe it picks up something, you know, we can check into that. By all means, call us, for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
For sure.
And we very much would like to update you on our zoning regulations. I'm going to let Harold do that. Often vendors come through and put signs on the roundabouts or on telephone poles, and those aren't allowed and they're regularly swept. Do you mind giving a report on that, Harold? In case this, I don't have any idea if it's the same situation, but
no,
just in case
we put them in the ground.
Just in case it is, I want him to share the.
Our maintenance department tries to do at least one cleanup of the township a month. We've been doing this for, I've been here over 20 years, and it's the way it's always been done. If the sign is in the public right away, it's going to be removed. If it's in on private property, that's fine. But if it's in the public right away, it's going to be removed. The reason for that is, a lot of times, they'll put a sign where it's going to affect somebody's ability to, they come up to a stop sign and it affects their ability to see if there are cars coming or not. And we're not going to ask our maintenance department to pick and choose, say, well, this one's safe, this one isn't, we'll take this one, we'll leave that one. If it's in the public right away or on a utility pole, it's going to go eventually.
And it's for any sign. It's not just
even
any sign.
Even
political
signs.
When we put out any political sign, I always make sure they're like into a private yard. So the moral of the story is just make sure they're on a private property and they're not in a right-of-way, they're not in a telephone pole or things like this. And you have, our maintenance department does an excellent job. And it's not just, they're not just taking your sign. They do. You see them all the time. And in fact, there's a township next to us, and you go over to that township, and they're all over the place. And I've asked them about it before, and they said they just don't have the manpower to go around and do sweeps in certain townships. The Mount Clova has always had this in place. Political signs, landscape signs, I buy your junk car signs, so anything like that. So if that's the case, just make sure they're on private property. You won't have a problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have you trained your employees on where private property starts? Because my sign was well towards the house from the utility line.
Our folks... The right-of-way isn't the same on every single road and every single street, but...
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
There's a measurement from the center line of the road.
But it's not the same on every road. The call the county engineer's office. They can explain that to you. The right-of-way is different on all over the place, and you can be going down the road, and the right-of-way can change as you're driving down the same road. It depends on how it was set up 50, 100 years ago.
But anyways.
If it's in the public right of way, generally inside the utility pole line, that's public right of way, it's going to be gone. If it's behind the utility pole line, it shouldn't be touched.
To use your language, my sign that turned up missing was behind the utility poles. So that would have been private property.
In which case, I would say, if you have a sign that comes up missing, you think it was on your property, call us. We'll come out and take a report.
We've discussed signs. I'm not saying, I just thought this was an opportunity to share this information. I'm not saying that our maintenance department picked up your sign. That's not what I'm saying at all. I just thought I would have the people that know share the information.
Why don't they at least leave the sign with the homeowner that put it out there?
I paid for my sign.
Yeah. I don't know that we took them.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I'm mad. Whoever took it, because I
no, we did not say that, Lynn.
Okay. She called him, and he said he took
him. You just said that they do a sweep of the whole township.
We generally do that once a month. And
has it been done this year?
Yes.
We did a sweep last week. But it has to do with, as Trudy mentioned, it has to do with the power washing businesses and the We Buy Houses business and all of that. And we go out and clean them up. We don't read them before we pick them up. We just pick them.
So if we'd like, we're going to probably continue on with the meeting. You've been noted that signs on your data center signs, if they're in the right location, they will not be taken or swept or anything. So maintenance is here. They understand what your guys is. Issues are and what your talking points are. So just so you're aware, there is a sign law, you know, that's always been around for 20 years. I'm sorry about your sign if it was it, but our maintenance guys do a nice job. They do to the best of their ability. So if something happened, which I don't have a camera, so we don't know, but your point's been made. So if we can continue on this meeting, if anybody else wants to talk about other stuff, then I suggest, because we've got department meetings tonight too that we need to get addressed and get going too.
Any other questions for the sheriff?
For the sheriff? No.
Okay, we'll take questions at the end of the meeting.
Okay, nobody else has any questions for me?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
And Lieutenant Leach, we missed him.
I will. I'll see you tomorrow.
He did a nice job, too.
I promise you he's busy doing important things.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we have the minutes as submitted by the fiscal officer. Are there any changes?
I have no changes.
I'll make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes and approve the December 1st. 2025 minutes as presented.
I approve the second.
Seconded by Victory on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Victory?
Yes.
I move to approve the bills as presented by the fiscal officer, totaling $209,069.91.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
We tend to forget when there's only two of us here that we have to speak after each other.
In his report, the JDI group has been chosen for the next phase of the fire renovations, and they will look at the annex building as well. So we can expect that project to move forward. Inventory will be completed at the end of the month.
So in case you're wondering what inventory it is, just like if you have a house, the township has an inventory list of everything. So we have to review it at the end of every year because some things become obsolete, which we want to take out of inventory because they're not worth the being on the books. So when he says inventory will be completed this month, we take a whole list of everything that is involved with the township, what they own, and things like this. So that's what inventory completed. Thought I'd explain to you what the inventory actually is for a township.
I appreciate you speaking up. I
yes.
can hear you. Thank you.
Can't hear you.
Me too.
Okay.
Can't hear. You.
My grandma Lang would be impressed that you can't hear me. She's like, wow, that girl's got a voice. Okay. We also have in correspondence from the Division of Taxation in Maumee, our Joint Economic Development Zone payment and our CETA payment. I'm looking for what CETA stands for you guys, and I'm not going to come up with it. So both those payments are included in correspondence. I don't have anything else in correspondence in my file, but I imagine that this group wants to address this board. And to address this board about a data center, it would need to be on the agenda. It is not. So right now I'm going to say...
Wait. Can you let her finish, please? Just asking you guys to be courteous.
So right now I'm going to say, in correspondence, we have had emails regarding data centers. To go on with my agenda, under old business, I forgot to add this to the agenda, so
oh, that's
I need
right.
to make a motion.
I'm sorry.
I need to make an emotion to adjourn the... I need to make a motion to amend the agenda to include community center updates under old business.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
So, now that we did that a little late,
yeah,
why
we
can't
have.
We do a data
why can't we do a
data to include it on old business?
Can you just wait till we get through the agenda?
There's no agenda item for data center. There's no discussion. There's nothing this board has to discuss about data centers. I did just add that there was correspondence. So if there are people in the audience that signed those sheet, they can come up and address the board or address the room.
Thank you. So she added that, and you guys.
We have no business on data centers for you. There's none here.
But we're going to let you address.
Trudy did tell me the city of Maumee is doing something. Thank you.
Tonight. They're having a second reading concerning some language change over in Maumee at city council meeting tonight. So I don't know if you all were aware of that.
Yes.
Is anybody over there?
Yes.
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 Okay.
The other half.
Yeah.
Okay. So Barbara says we're going to let you guys speak, but we can't offer the questions. But if you want to come up and speak, we're giving this board is giving you the courtesy of allowing this if you have signed up the sheet. So if you would have waited just a little bit longer, you would have understood that we're going to let the people speak. So we're giving you guys the courtesy. Please give us the courtesy back. That's all I'm asking.
I'm taken.
Okay?
Just one quick question. How does one get this topic on the agenda through a...
We would need to have business related to the
data center.
We
don't have
it.
In other words,
we have no business.
We have no business, so...
This is your business. This is your business being conducted, right? So we have business with the sheriff tonight. We have business with our departments tonight. We have business with the community center. And I'm using my big voice, so now I feel like I'm shouting. Tell me what you want.
You can hear you.
You're good with me shouting?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Grandma Lang. Thank you, Grandma.
Okay, so let's go.
Thank you, Grandma.
Okay.
We're talking about the community center now, okay. And we have...
Speak to them so they can all hear you.
I can hear you. We have requests from our community center. The community center is a piece of Monclova Township property, and the Historical Foundation operates the community center. They do it through their nonprofit. So we often support the community center. We've helped build an elevator. We help probably plow. We committed to the sewer project for them. And we have a couple of requests from the community center to do some good work. One of their board members is an electrician by trade, and he wants to switch out all the lighting in the community center to be LED lighting. We discussed this. We don't know that we made a formal proposal, and if anybody listens, well, we know people listen to the working session. They'll hear us saying, did we do this? Did we do this? So we got Harold confused, and we were confused, and we decided whether we did it or not, we want to do it again to make sure that we're supporting the community center and that we make it official. They asked for $7,500 over the next several years, and we thought that was completely reasonable. It's only for product. The cost of the installation will be up to them. So we want to approve lighting for the community center with a submission of a receipt. So when they buy the product, they submit the receipt, and we will reimburse them. If this takes 3 years, if it takes 1 year, totally up to them. And we're willing to meet their request of up to $7,500 with the submission of a receipt. So moved.
That's
my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Now, we've already given in 2025 $9,822 for the sewer line. So we are improving our building, and the community gets to use the building to its fullest capacity. In a standard year, we give about $20,000 in support to the community center. If I add up $7,500 and $9,800, I'm pretty close to that $20,000. But they need another $6,030
for the tap
because it's a commercial entity. It's not like one of the houses. It's a bigger tap than... And that we need to discuss. Do we want to do that tonight? Do we want to wait till there's a complete board? Do we need to monitor this? We need them tapped in. What are we talking about? We're talking about $23,000 approximately for the year 2025. And in fact, the $7,500 might be parsed out over several years. So if you want to
make a motion.
Yes.
I mean, everybody knows the community center. It's a shining star of Monclova Township. They brought it really back from the ruins. So they do a nice job over there. So I think the township, and what I've said before, if they decide they're going to leave, the township's going to have to be a landlord. So it's nice that they run it the way they do. They offered a lot of stuff to the community. Halloween, pictures with Santa. So they open it up and do a lot of things with the community. So I don't have any problem supporting the community center. So I'd like to make a motion to approve $6,030 for the community center to go into a contract to have their sanitary line tapped in with the Lucas County Health Department.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Thank you, Barbara.
Sure. We have no new business under, that takes us to our departmental reports, and zoning always starts. I don't know why.
Well,
should fix that up, Kathleen.
Thank you. Most of my report is information, but at the very end, I provided a quote for the abandoned house in Maumee Western for a teardown. And it is pretty high. I mean, ever since COVID, costs have went up a lot for demolition.
So can you give me the whole, can you give the whole process to that abandoned house? Because you're not coming to us asking us to tear down a house just willy-nilly. Can you give the whole and use your big voice?
Yeah, so Derek, basically...
Derek, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you tell me where that's at? Can you put it up on the screen?
Yeah, it is 8830 Maumee Western.
It's at the very end.
After page five, this is the report, Kathleen.
At the end of my report.
After page five.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mike's hauling and demolition.
You. Your big voice is...
And so, so this house has been empty for many, many years. It doesn't even have a driveway anymore. That's how long it's been empty. And it's in very poor condition. The roof has collapsed. The walls are open. So we sent notices to the property owner who is not able to, the property owner does not have the means to fix the house up. And we had a public hearing where we discussed it, where it was declared a nuisance by the Board of Trustees. I went out and got a bid from a contractor we've used in the past for house demolition. And I've also worked with the land bank to see if there was any funds available. There may be funds available next year. This year, currently, there are not any funds available for them to help with this. So if we do this right now, we would have to pay the money up front, and then it would be reimbursed over time as a lien on the property eventually when it was sold. But we would have to front the money. And so that's...
Or wait until next year for the land bank to get involved?
They said there's a bill in the state legislature, which would allow them to, land banks, to get involved, to do the work directly, and then get reimbursed by the state so that townships would not have to pay any money for things like this. And that's going to probably be on the agenda again in March, because the legislature has a two-year session, so it'll be discussed again in March, but as of right now, there's no movement on it. So if we want to wait a few months until the spring, we can see if there's movement on that, and possibly the land bank could do it.
So to clear something up, so if the township tears the house down, a lien goes onto the property?
It already has multiple liens on it from other people.
So we could be down the third or fourth pecking order?
There are many, many liens on the property, yes.
And we don't drive around and pick out houses that we want to tear down. So somebody complained about this.
That's correct.
And I'm thinking the fire chief went out too.
He did. Him and I did a joint inspection of the property.
And it is not a safe property.
No, it is not.
I already know what you're going to say, Trudy, so this is a me decision, right?
You don't know what I'm going to say.
I do know what you're going to say. You're going to say tear it down.
No, actually, it's been there for 5 or 6 years. What's another 3 or 4 months? Eric can look into it.
Okay.
We might get money from the state instead of spending township money. So see, you didn't know.
I didn't know.
You didn't know. No, I surprised
you.
You
did surprise me.
So I would say I would like to see this tabled until the legislation comes back in again.
Yeah.
And see if we can get some money from some other source besides the taxpayers' money to tear down. And I realize the property is not nice. If you give the address again, if you go buy it, it's like totally falling down.
8830 Maumee Western.
So if you know what it is, it's on the north side of Maumee Western, between there. So I'm saying I'm going to wait for the state.
Can you put it back on the agenda for April then?
Sure, I'll keep in touch with the land bank and I'll put it on the agenda for April.
Okay.
Thank you.
And please let us know if some hazard, something worse happens.
I will.
We don't have to wait if it becomes even more of a hazard.
No problem.
I had something in your report, but I was reading that. If I find it, Eric, I'll come back to it.
Okay.
In the meantime, let's move on to fire.
Okay, for the month of November, the department responded to 180 incidents, bringing us up to just over 2,100 incidents for the year. So we're kind of on pace to... have a record year this year if we keep that number going for the month of December. The reports totals are there. I have two action items for tonight. One, first is a part-time employee resignation. Joseph Loomis, who's one of our part-time paramedics that we hired, struggled a little bit with the transition from the private side to the public side, and just felt like he wasn't grasping things as he should. So we worked with him a little while to see how we could submitted his letter of resignation and returned all of his department-issued equipment.
Move to accept the resignation of Joseph Loomis, effective November 25th, 2025.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Thank you. And my second action item relates to the FEMA AFG grant, assistance to firefighter grant that we got for the purchase of the SCBAs. Part of the requirements for the government, federal government, is to have some procurement policies that are outlined in the Code of Federal Regulations that match state, local, and federal requirements. So we did not have currently anything that covered some of the federal. So to use the federal funds, we worked with the grant writer. They provided some sample procurement policies that we would need to have in place. Our law director has reviewed them. No changes were needed with them. And I'm just presenting them to you, board, now for approval to accept those so that we can stay in line with the grant application administration of the funds for the federal grant money.
So it's just a few hoops we got to, not hoops, but levels we got to complete to go ahead and make sure we're in compliance with it all.
Correct.
Do you have any questions or concerns?
Not on that. It's probably pretty common. Just had to make sure the paperwork was in order and things were in place for this grant. Move to adopt the policies as submitted regarding procurements utilizing federal grant funding.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Thank you. The rest of the report is informational. If there's any questions, I can answer.
We love that the Cub Scouts are coming to visit you. Make sure you have a little recruitment packet on their way out.
We start them off with helmets and badges, right?
That's right.
So, well, hopefully we
need them to be paramedics. Come on. That takes us to our maintenance department, who has had the toughest of seasons.
Facts.
I don't remember this since I lived in Valhalla.
You were in it. We have not had as much snow in 50 years. So
I didn't live there 50 years ago.
So you never remember this much snow, let alone picking up leaves in this much snow.
That's what I do remember it.
So my report's basically informational. The only thing I want to touch on is leafing. Leafing is happening. It is three times slower than it should be. I don't control the weather. I can just tell you leaf piles are frozen. We will get there. We didn't skip houses. We're not missing houses. We're trying to do as best we can. Crews were up today. They've been working overtime. It was 10 degrees. We're in a giant vacuum. They are doing
it's
got
to be hard to hold that vacuum. You know, I was watching football on Sunday, and those wide receivers couldn't catch the ball there in Cincinnati, so I can't imagine holding the leaf back.
And the problem is they're not sucking up because they're just clumps of ice.
Right, and it's still leaving stuff behind. So my phone has exploded. Kathleen's phone has exploded. I'm sure Harold's phone has exploded. You missed my leaf pile. You're not getting my leaf. I can only do what a 400-horsepower machine will do. Those guys and girls are doing the best they possibly can do. We're going to get a thaw this week. Great. We will jump back on it.
They'll be really wet, though.
Of course, which makes everything slow. So if you go to the beginning of the season when the leaves are fresh, they pick up really nice and we can cruise. We can kind of forecast a little bit what we're doing. Well, we don't skip piles in that season because it turns into what we have today. Now every street in Monclova is a mess. I need to remind people not to put leaves on the street or the curbs. If you keep them up on the grass 6 foot off the curb, we can get them. But once you put them in the gutters, then I get the phone call, well, those leaves are covering my storm sewer. No kidding. It's not just your problem. It's my problem, too, because now we have plow truck issues. The other thing is, don't park on the street when we're trying to pick up leaves. We put everything into zones. Kathleen posted what zone we're going to be working in. Kindly move your cars into the driveway so we can get the leaves picked up, because inevitably we go down that street and there's a car parked in front of it.
We tried signs last year. They didn't work. Toledo does signs, and then they don't seem to come and pick them up, so then people park in the streets. It's a little cycle of difficulty.
It is my least favorite season is leafing. Because I have to predict when the leaves are going to drop. I have to predict when 15,000 residents are going to decide to rake their leaves, plus the landscapers. And then inevitably, when you're leafing, someone sees you coming down the road and they're putting leaves in behind you or in front of you in every which way. And then they think that we're going to turn around and go back and pick them up.
But don't you think we can share a message that we are picking up leaves until they get impossible to pick up, and then we will start again in the spring, and we'll make sure the debris left behind is getting picked up in the spring?
So my message to residents right now is we will come by and get your leaves until they're all gone. They're well wet. When, I can't tell you, but I can tell you that we will get every leaf in the township. We always have and we always will. And once we get out of the nasty season of snow and winter, we have perfect sweep come through. And that'll pick up the residual. And if there's more of a mess, pick up the phone and I'll handle it. But be patient. And everyone's like, I'm tired of being patient. Well, unless you want to come out with a vacuum and you want to start sucking ice, by all means, come on and help me.
Well, we only have two trucks anyway. They can't even help you.
We have two trucks and six guys working around the clock. Our last pay period, each guy had 32 hours of overtime. Between plowing and leafing. So do the math on that.
Well, I'd like to tell people what that costs the township, and I can't do the math on that.
So I was
having a trouble with those $23,000, so it cost us a lot.
It cost us a ton, and it's at the expense of those guys working, and those guys care about what they do. They don't skip leaf piles intentionally.
He doesn't have to stay. Sheriff, we're fine. We're all good now.
Yeah.
You got your report. If you need to go, please go save lives.
You got to turn all the way down the story, huh?
Yeah.
When you have a group of people that are willing to volunteer after working 8 hours in the freezing cold and then stay out and work 8 hours more, to call them names on Facebook or leave nasty emails, I have zero patience or tolerance for those people, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel for them.
Those guys are killing it for you, and you treat them like less than people. And as their supervisor, I think that's terrible. I think people that post those things should be ashamed. Those guys work really hard for every citizen in the township, and they should be recognized for what they do. They're not below you. They're not beneath you. And when you have a problem, who do you call? Do you call maintenance or do you call the fire department? And we're always there, no matter what it is, to come help. So all I ask is for a little bit of patience and a little bit of grace. And we'll get through it together, but it's going to take some getting along.
Yeah, and I'm going to drop this, but this isn't anything to do with our department. The leaves fell really late, and the snow came really early. We just got really unlucky this season. It happened when I lived in Valhalla about 12 years ago, too. Maybe 15.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Okay. That takes us to always the last report.
Yes, I have one item requiring formal action this evening. We've been... Chief Homick and I have been working for quite a while on coming up with a new employee assistance program for our employees. We had one before, and it went away. So we've talked to ESI, ProMedica, and Harbor, and based on our assessments, we're recommending that we sign an agreement with ProMedica for a township employee assistance program.
Harold, refresh my memory. We used EAP,
employer.
No, am I not saying that right?
No, it was.
Workplace Resources was one of them in the past.
We've gone through a couple.
The Employer Association.
That's the one I was thinking.
That
right. Employer Association.
Employer Association and Workplace Resources. We've used both of those.
And they got ruled out.
They went away.
No longer having EAPs.
And I, someone reached out to me and asked that you all listen to them, and you did that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything special with this? I've been hearing that times are tough, employees are having a tough time with the trauma that might occur on the scene, and that our assistance of programs need to be more diverse than in the past, potentially. I looked at this brochure. It looked mm-hmm. like it was leading in that direction. They also suggested a dog.
Fire dog. We got one. It sits right in front of the building. It's black and white.
Very low maintenance.
He doesn't eat. He's very easy to be taken care of. He just requires a paint job every now and then.
But that's exactly why it's important to have an employee assistance program, and we felt the three, the primary ones that we looked at, we felt this was the best for us.
I move to approve the employee assistance program six session model proposal from ProMedica at an annual base fee of $1,404.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Thank you.
You did update us again on home rule election. I don't think we're ready to put home rule on the ballot for May 5th. There's also an opportunity August 4th and November 3rd. Home rule does not help with annexation in any way. So that concludes your report. Do you have any questions, Trudy of Harold, or anybody on the team?
So. Go back again. I don't know if the audience realizes, but we had problems in front of our fire station with our concrete. So we had to take out section by section because obviously you have to get ambulances and fire trucks out of the building. So I just want to say it was a very, Doug, I think you helped coordinate it, Chief, and that they did sections at a time, so there was never a hindrance with getting an emergency vehicle out of that building. So this building is getting older, and maintenance needs to be done. So I thought it was a great job how you guys alternated in between to make sure all of our emergency vehicles had total access to get out of the building. That's it.
Okay. That leaves us with public comment or questions as it relates to the agenda. I am happy to welcome Diane Stroshine of 7307 Longwater to the podium.
Thank you for hearing my concerns. My concerns is why a moratorium on data centers is important. Data centers need to be modified to be less invasive. AI companies have trillions of dollars to spend. If we stop them from building until they are cleaner, they will find a way to do it. Remember, necessity is the mother of invention. They are working on unique modifications in Europe to be less invasive. Okay. Okay.
Does that mean she's done?
No, not yet. It's really short.
No, you're fine.
Monclova has dense population around their proposed area. That is not so in New Albany that everybody talks about. Look at a Google satellite map. It's not in dense population. Air pollution and its effect on residents. Again, lay a Google air quality map over Monclova, and then lay one over New Albany. Notice the difference. It's not good. Many reliable institutions and news media have documented the health risks, COPD, asthma, cancer, and more. Also, a data center in the backyard of a 55-plus community with over 1,000 residents would pose significantly larger health risks to these residents. Memphis, Tennessee, their residents are now facing documented new health issues since the data center came in. Data centers are used for internal processing, then sent out to the internet. There would be no difference in internet speed or quality to a business and residents if the data center was in our backyard or miles and miles away. Data centers need upgraded utilities. We all have the upgraded utilities that businesses and residents need because we are a suburb of Toledo. What this area needs are good business partners like Yoder Manufacturing.
Yarder?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, I know, because you're a Yoder. Okay.
I want to make sure you knew Yoder Manufacturing.
Yeah, my friend is friends with Yoder.
Okay.
Yarder.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but okay, I want to make sure you didn't think that I was into this
story here. And Rolled Allies, Crown Truck, and Friendship Kitchen. And then some last really important points that I want to bring before you are questions. What legacy are we willing to leave to our children and grandchildren? remember why. The reasons this is the fastest growing community in the area, because it's beautiful and lovely. And
you
can now work with the new Maumee City Council. I was at their last meeting, and yes, they are very willing to work to continue to make this area beautiful. And the last thing that I want to ask of the trustees is to be the heroes that your constituents need. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Diane.
Peg Tishy.
Can I just stand back here? Everybody can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Peg Tishy from Waterside. My question of you is, what do we need to do to get you to get a moratorium on this data center?
Yeah.
If Waterville can do it, why can't we?
Next comments are from Riza Sindel. You know, I might take some time at the end of this to answer like everybody's question, but I'm not going to have a debate right now.
I just want to know what we can do besides come to these meetings.
That's why we're here.
Hi, Riza.
It's Risa.
Sorry, Risa.
Just like Lisa.
Thank you.
R instead of Lisa.
I'll try to remember that.
Thank you.
It's Barbara, not Barb. But.
Less than 2 minutes.
Yep.
Your constituents have been paying attention. We've watched the data center duo of Brian McMahon of Danbury National and Zach Isaac speak at planning commission and city council meetings, touting how wonderful the new data center complex will be when it is built near the Fallen Timbers Mall acreage. So we should wait patiently for an application to be filed? You've repeatedly dismissed and disregarded our concerns on this issue. You've mocked and ridiculed us for using social media to communicate on our shared concern over this threat to our communities, to our finances, to our health, the land, the ecosystem, even though our U.S. president, cabinet secretaries, members of Congress, and governors use social media for similar purposes. So I'm asking you again to honor the concerns of your constituents, because the last time I checked, it's still a democracy. We, from whose votes you were elected, are emphatically stating that we do not want data centers placed within or near our communities. So stop your big tech courting ritual. Please stop comparing apples to oranges between us and New Albany, which you try to tout as the promised land. There is no comparison. Have you noticed that alarm bells are now sounding in Columbus last week regarding health risks of data centers? You disregarded my prior comments on these important findings. You pointed fingers at everyone else instead of taking the responsible lead of enacting a moratorium. Waterville has now done so, and many more will follow. It's the right thing. It's the prudent thing to do given this situation. But if you refuse to do so and continue to disregard all of us and continue character assassination of informed and intelligent and concerned citizens of whom you perceive threatening to your agenda, know that your every comment, your every action is being documented, and the appropriate governmental channels will be taken.
Thank you all for coming.
moratorium be placed on data center applications for 1 year while the industry continues to change at breakneck speed. We're being told data centers built 3 years ago are using old technology and don't reflect 2025 bills. This is neither desired nor welcomed by residents and is not consistent with your land use plan, which says the highest priority is to preserve agricultural land and the least preferred is large-scale industrial. It's clear that this body has welcomed the potential of data centers and has positioned the township to embrace one in agricultural zoning. Also, by routinely stating that zoning appeals would advise on mounting, setbacks, and lighting, you've shown a lack of understanding regarding the serious environmental and health issues associated with data centers. It's clear we're not only fighting off a developer, we're fighting our own trustees. You've now written your second statement about data centers because you refuse to acknowledge your complicit role in attempting to attract this type of business here. In a recent news article, Gavin states, "We don't even know if we've been chosen." In a text message with Barb, he talks about the power plant location and the data center. "We know you're being pushed by the county, RGP, and others, and that you were influenced to do the text change. We know Barb has been making calls to other elected officials," Barbara has been making calls to other elected officials asking for the public support of a data center in Monclova. "We know Chuck talked about a jet agreement with Mommy. Well, maybe Mommy doesn't share your interest in this industry. The zoning text change was not necessary and should be reversed. We're not impressed by your carefully worded public statements or the prior talking points prepared by your PR person who works for a company in the data center industry. You take the position that residents are not owed information about development project preparations until you receive an application. But when a project has the potential to fundamentally change the character of a community, we expect more. We know mistakes have been made, and at this time, we are reviewing our potential actions and remedies."
Those wishing to address the board will be given the opportunity during the meeting when the chairman of the board asks the audience for questions or comments. The audience member will state name, address.
No, I'm talking about on the agenda today.
Oh, I thought you meant under the code of conduct,
no.
Which is on our first.
Yeah, I understand what the code of conduct is. I'm talking about the agenda today.
Oh, okay. Board of Trustees are held in person, watch live available. You may submit questions and comments in advance of the meeting via email or contact a trustee. All questions and comments will be addressed appropriately via email, response, or at a meeting. So if I get a question ahead of time.
Down, can you scroll down on the thing up there?
Down at the bottom?
Public comment or questions as it relates to the agenda.
Yes.
There's nothing in your code of conduct that says our comments have to be related to the agenda. Is my point.
Well, we can get that corrected, but that is how it's been.
I'm asking you to go by your code of conduct, which is a resolution that y'all voted on, I'm assuming.
Do you need anything else, Ross?
Yeah. Two things. These things are expensive, but more importantly, there are free speech.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there is a process outlined in the zoning regulations that tells what to do about signs that are in violation. take them to the homeowner's porch or something, rather than just throw them away.
Private property.
I'm sorry.
I understand what you're saying, but I would not want my guys to take a sign and go into private property to put them on somebody's doorstep.
Well, they
I mean, they're employees.
They should not be taking them in the first place.
So you think every sign that was taken is from our maintenance department?
I didn't say that.
All I
knew
is that all I had heard.
Expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. All I had heard is that. Signs were hanging on telephone poles, and we were doing our.
I'm not addressing that.
I don't know who took your sign.
I know that the township of Montclova has taken signs, and that's the problem I have.
If they're in the right of way, my guys are instructed to remove signs. Right or wrong, that's what our job is. That's what we're told to do. So
that's against the zoning regulations.
I'm telling you what our job is. That's what I'm told to do. That's what I'm instructed to do. That's what I've done for the past 5 years.
Okay.
If you don't want them taken from us, keep them on your private property, and then it's a different conversation. Then it's a call to the sheriff's office, like Officer Curley said earlier.
No, I think it's a call to the sheriff's office if you remove them from the right-of-way. Because it's against the zoning regulations.
That's not my understanding.
No.
Eric, please.
No, the zoning regulations say signs cannot be in the right-of-way.
That's true. And then what happens when they're in violation?
We throw the sign
away. No, the right-of-way is not private property. That would be... I'll give you an example. If there's a dirt pile in the middle of the road from, let's say, a landscaping project in somebody's yard, that's in the right-of-way. It's not on their private property. This is the same thing. The right-of-way is not the private property of the homeowners, and obstructions are not supposed to be in the right-of-way for safety reasons.
You had a second point.
No, that was.
And I hear you about the signs. Oh, so next one. Rick Weir.
Okay.
Is Rick here?
That's you.
I've heard enough.
Okay.
Waste my time.
Mike Tyson. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Hi, Mike.
Oh, it's a long time since
yes.
I've seen you.
People don't forget your name, do they?
Yeah, I met Mike Tyson 2 months ago. I had a picture taken of him.
How wonderful.
So, my name's Mike Tyson. I live at 7367 Sailfish Court in Waterside. I've lived there 22 years. I participated in the Monclova Township 2008 Comprehensive Plan. I was on the Toledo Lucas County Board of Health. I was the environmental chair. I've been at Bowling Green Center's a Smart Growth, Team of Cogs. So I don't want to bore you, but I've been very involved in Smart Growth. And today, my focus tonight is on the zoning regulations and ag land. That's what I want to talk about a little bit tonight. Today, we have two major threats in Monclova: our quality of life, our public health, our safety concerns, and our potential property value loss. We have a threat here, guys. The first threat, major threat, is the hyper data centers. They're not compatible with our neighborhoods, the high density. The sound travels about 2.5 miles, which would take you out up to the Ohio Turnpike, our Waterville, Perrysburg Township, Maumee. That whole area, that sound will carry that whole area. So it's not compatible, and the comprehensive plan doesn't really address that. But the second thing, the one I really want to talk to you about, the most important thing, Barbara, is the new conditional use clause that you added early this year was a very grave mistake, in my opinion, what I know about zoning. Very grave. And you know why?
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you the grave reason. When you went to conditional use, you took all the referendum rights away from all these people.
Whoa.
In other words, unless you get a zoning change on ag, if someone on ag ground, we're talking about ag ground, somebody goes, for example, if I wanted to put my store out in farm field, I have to ask for a zoning, rezoning for commercial, okay? Very simple. By us taking away the by putting that conditional use, the zone of boarding appeals are the people going to make the decision for all of us if the data center would come. They would be the ones that will make the decision. If it was a basic zoning change where we want a zoning change, that's what we want, so we leave it up to you guys, public hearings. We want you guys to make the decision. What's right for the community, you make the decision. If we don't like that decision,
yes,
we have 30 days, all of us, 30 days to get probably 300, 500 signatures.
It's more than that now. They're changing the law.
Okay, but anyway, we're growing.
Yes.
So we have to get, so these people here will go door to door, get registered voters, Democrats, Republicans, and you bring it in. Why I say this, I was probably the only one in this room that did a successful referendum in Bowling Green, Ohio. We had a Florida developer come in 2006, wanted to put 20 buildings of college students out in the cornfield on the other side of Myers, I-75. I mean, the college is supposed to stay in the city. So we did the city count. I sit on the BG master plan. We knew what our master plan was. This is a history lesson here. I sit in there. They asked me to come in from a township and sit in. Three months later, city council voted to allow that guy to come in. Out there by Myers and Holiday Inn, that was our commercial zone for business, for industry, jobs, bypass. So my VG Smart Growth Group, we went out and got 900 signatures in 2.5 weeks. We needed 700. We won 70-30 at the vote. Piece of cake, because I knew the people. So the point is, this conditional use, we lost that right. So my suggestion to you for the zoning commission, trustees, the whole board, is start, go back to Lucas County Planning, start discussing this. We demand that it goes to a zoning change if it's a non-compatible use, an ag.
Got it.
So we have the right to nail it. So that's all I had to say about that. And I get a little fired up about it because I don't like to have my rights taken away. These people have the right.
Yeah. And we've been through a referendum in Monclova.
Yeah.
It, again, was about 20 years ago.
Well, mine was a $30 million project, commercial. You know, it was a pretty... So what happens? I'm going to tell you, Barbara, what happens. Here's the fallout. When you go into City Hall and they have to change that back to ag, the city council president moved away. Two guys quit. The whole complexion of your government changes because these people just told you with the referendum you wasn't listening. But it changes the whole complexion on, you know, re-election, boards. The consistency of your board will change if these people's voices are not heard. That's what happened. B.J. Fisher moved up to Lucas County. B.J. Fisher, you probably know him, but... BJ, he came to me, he said, the Florida developer wants to talk to you. I said, I have nothing to talk to him about at the meeting. I said, I have nothing to say. We'll do it at the voting booth. BJ left town like a month after the referendum. So, but that's basically it. I hope I made my point. I want you to seriously think about how we can have the final say. Okay? But I have history and experience on it. So.
And I have a question, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
To Mike?
Yes, please. Just to make sure I've followed all that. Because I talked to Trustee Persho the last meeting.
Can I get her name?
Colleen Neidert, Silverado Drive.
Yeah.
And he described this zoning change, 30 days, percentage of those who voted for governor.
That's what you do.
So we lost that right?
We lost that right. The conditional use said the Zoning Board of Appeals will make the decision. Like four guys will make our decision for us. I don't think four guys should be. I think we should have the whole. So that's what I'm trying to explain.
Township trustees. Thank you for the opportunity.
speak tonight. I would like to share what I believe are the objectives of the residents who are attending these meetings about the possibility.
Could you talk just a little louder?
Sure. Use that big voice.
Big voice. I would like to share what I believe are the objectives of the residents who are attending these meetings about the possibility of a data center in our township. While the emotions have been high at times, I believe there are few key things that we would like to see. First, learn where we are at, and by that I mean residents and township trustees, and possibly Lucas County, Maumee. Learn where we're at with each passing day regarding discussions, proposals, plans, or any other type of development that indicates an interest in a data center in Monclova. Two, learn what our trustees are thinking and possibly doing about a potential data center. And three, create a collaboration between trustees and residents that will include a thorough investigation and sharing of the advantages and disadvantages of a data center in our area. I think that's actually, in my view, what we've all been trying to achieve here in one way or another, right, wrong, emotional, different, doesn't matter. We still have something at stake for all of us.
Can I interrupt your conversation? It's been going really well without me interrupting, so I kind of hate to do this. But number one, can you say it again?
Learn where we are at with each passing day.
Okay.
Regarding.
So we had Kathleen work very hard to put that piece together that got put on the website. And I heard from at least two of the members that that was not a good piece, right? That we were not, we were using people's words or so we're trying. We're trying to think of ways. We have a piece in the monitor going out trying to share ways that we keep you all up to date. There is no business here. What's number two?
Number two is maybe let me kind of go a little further.
I just wanted to cover, because I think we've done, from a trustee point of view, one, two, and three.
Go ahead.
Well, it's a little bit bigger a proposal, I think,
okay.
Than one, two, and three.
Okay.
That those are our objectives,
okay.
In general.
Okay. So I should have just stayed quiet. Sorry.
Well, no, that's okay. But so I go on to say we believe we deserve this level of involvement for such a critical and controversial decision. So to make this collaboration effective, we believe that in business world, this would be a subcommittee. I don't know if that's possible. I'm very naive to the way that township government operates. But in the business world, it would be a subcommittee. Is that possible, is the question. While you put out your statements and we're, you know, organizing ourselves on a Facebook page, but we're not coming together in a way that is collaborative, I believe. That's been my observation. We wish to put in place, as you've heard before, a one-year moratorium on any decision on a data center, and that it would be the framework of this collaboration, that this would give us all a chance to breathe and to learn and to discuss and reach a place, no matter the outcome, good, bad, or different, that is well-considered and is, again, reflects what we do together on this. We want full disclosure of any non-disclosure agreements that's great, or will be signed. We don't know the influences you're receiving from outside of this board. We know that from other stories, they're heavy. And they're smart people that are pushing data centers. So we don't know if it could happen. We hear you.
There's no non-disclosure. There's no outside pressure. We're not agents of a data center. Gary Thompson called and invited me to go on the tour of New Albany, and I said, I can't go. And so when you're saying I'm calling elected officials and trying to sway them to build data centers, I'm like, I have no idea how you're getting that information.
Pardon me, but we're not saying that you are calling anyone.
That was just said. when you talked about the text from Gavin, it was after they met with the Lucas County the Economic Development Office, Matt Hireman, and Gavin's like, this and this could happen. And I'm like, well, what you've heard me say this entire time, my response to Gavin is what I've been saying to all of you. Let's not get annexed. As soon as we get annexed, how do we have any control over the blue if it's not blue?
That's why you have thoughts, you have connections, you have expertise. We have thoughts, we have expertise, we have connections. That's why some kind of collaboration, I believe, is important here, so that we stop with this back and forth, supposing things, hearing things, twisting things. I don't know. I'm just speaking from a place of trying to put all of that aside and see what we can do.
Go ahead and continue.
So, beyond the moratorium, full disclosure of any non-disclosure agreements that are or will be signed. Don't know if there are. It's an ask. And we wish to include in this effort productive dialogue with the Maumee officials. We believe that hoping for a satisfactory outcome, whatever that turns out to be, without involving them, holds a high probability of miscalculation of what they might or could do, or a strategy to prevent it or help it. I will stop here. That's all I had to say is those ideas, and ask for the board to address these requests or anyone else in the audience to do so. Thank you.
Trudy, would you like to say anything based on any of that conversation? I didn't use my big voice. I asked Trudy if she wanted to respond to any of that. And I would ask that you just listen to what she says and not...
I'm not going to boo me.
Not moan and groan like...
No, I'm just saying, and I've said this in other meetings before. I said, I'm hoping that Maumee will be a good partner, okay? Because I've said before, if Maumee could be a good partner... It would definitely help on the Monclova area here. And I stated this before, there's a new council coming in, there's a new mayor coming in. They're looking into this. You guys said half of you are over at the Maumee meeting tonight at 6:15, because if we're not working as a partner together, there's not much this board can do. So I'm just saying that if Maumee could help us out, it would be to a great advantage, because we've said it before. If Maumee goes, the yellow, goes into the data center, and if Monclova says, we're not going to play the game with the data center, and we've explained this dozens of times, those owners have the right to say, we're going into Maumee, thanks a lot, Monclova has lost all control over that blue section. So what I'm hoping at this time is if we can work some sort of a partnership with Maumee. And they must be doing something that the owners don't like, because who said that Isaac and McMahon, was that Risha?
I did.
Said that they were at that meeting.
I have been at several meetings in which both of them
opinion.
So at
this point...
We don't have those details.
We don't...
Maybe you should review the audio and videotapes online.
So again, Risha,
for you. You can hear them speaking in their own words.
Right. So what I'm saying is hopefully Maumee will be some sort of a help to Monclova.
Right.
And that's all I have to say at this point. Thank you so much for the past 4 years. I've enjoyed it. And I'm going to make a motion to close.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say it. Go ahead. You're good.
I just wanted to try to encompass all that as well. Gavin and I, in October, came to Waterside and tried to do an honest, upfront job there. We've done this at this meeting 3 or 4 times. We've talked about annexation, and a moratorium means we're saying no, and that property owner will immediately go to the yellow. I don't have any intention of doing that until Maumee does or all of Lucas County does. A moratorium is an invisible wall around our township, but that doesn't protect us from a data center in any way. It's just on the other side of that invisible wall. So that all those same problems still exist. So I didn't say we couldn't do a moratorium. I said I don't think that's an effective tool. I think it has to be countywide. I said that to Anita Lopez. That would be the only conversation I've had with another elected official to my memory in the last, probably since you all started coming. I don't know if I talked to elected officials much before that. But maybe you have an example of something that I'm missing and you can share it with me later. The signs, we aren't stealing your signs. We don't want to steal your signs. You have every right, just like Barbara Lang and Trudy Vickery have rights to put up elected official signs. You have every right to do that.
What about a group?
Yeah, I heard that's an interesting proposal. We cannot come together without a meeting, but that's not, it's not like we can't oppose a special meeting. Now, when we have a special meeting, and there is one coming up on
December 31st
at 9 a.m., it's to pay the bills. You're welcome to attend. There will be nothing on the agenda except to pay the bills. Special meetings happen frequently at 9 a.m. because that fits into our schedule. We all have jobs, so we need to make this job work. It's not that we're hiding anything and we're trying to do it when you don't know. It's posted. It's on our website. It would require a special meeting. Chuck has already, the trustees don't hang out together, so Chuck's already gone and talked to Mommy. Some things may be happening. I can't speak for Chuck, and I don't know.
Well, I guess I'm asking the idea of a working group.
Yeah, I hear you.
A working group. People from this side of the discussion, people from the board, to really take some time out, whether it's a moratorium or not, I can't answer that, but to look at this issue instead of all of us coming here and going back and forth in this manner just doesn't seem to be very productive.
But you got to remember, the Sunshine Law prohibits us, unless we're into a meeting, if there's more than two people, a Sunshine Law falls into effect for this trustee board.
Right.
You know, with Maumee City Council, it's different. They've got seven people. Three or people or four can meet and not have a sunshine law being violated. So this board has to be careful. That's why if there is a meeting, no decisions can be made between two trustees without having a meeting. So, you know, we don't want to get into trouble. And there's a
sure.
whole class that we take on this as far as sunshine law.
Well, I would just propose to the group then, and I would leave it to those of you who are in more, have more knowledge of this, that if you're interested in being part of a citizen working group, I would say maybe no more than 12, that we would come together offline and be able to at least bring back what we learn to the board. We come with our feelings, we come with our emotions. That's good. It's a passionate issue. It's a high-risk issue. But I think I tried to go to a fact seminar today at 4 o'clock that was being given online, but I couldn't get in. So finding facts, environmental, all of it. You try to?
No, just technology can be a real.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I think if we at least gather our facts and put forward what we're proposing, I think possibly we can get ahead. I don't know. What anybody want to comment?
Oh, sure, please.
What he said, Mr. Tyson.
Yes, referendum is. It's
is that all negated? All of this effort negated because the text amendment?
No. There has been no zoning change on the property. There has been no request for a conditional change. What Mr. Tyson said is if we had put it data center under commercial, and instead of using the conditional tool we used, you all could say, hey, we don't care what the Board of Trustees said. We're going to put it to referendum. And that's a point that was not brought up to us. I've even experienced it, right? And I didn't think, oh, wait, we need to be able to have people referendum. So I wrote that down, and when Chuck and Debbie get on the board.
It's just one real quick comment. If Maumee does annex that in there, they'll have to set their own class. They'll set their own class there instead of zoning class for our ground for this data center.
Yep.
Then Maumee would have a choice of possibly doing a referendum to the citizens of Maumee. It's a possibility as a long shot.
I haven't been to the Maumee.
I mean, I need to get a little more details on that.
Are people there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's about 30 people showing up.
Are there Maumee residents there?
Yeah,
that
both.
Yes.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
It's well represented.
Okay.
I don't know
they're
the details
very informed
of Maumee
as well. Both the council, the mayor, the new mayor, they're very well informed.
Okay.
But Monclova and Maumee residents can get together and run a referendum possibly when they go annex, rezone that. Both communities could go together and block that. Possibly need to get a little more detail from the lawyer and Maumee, their laws. But it's a possibility because there's a zoning change there.
So more tools in the tool belt.
There could be one last one. Yes.
I think that's it.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.